This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 37 people, including two pregnant women, were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria. That's what a local security official and community leader said on Tuesday. Turkey launches a raids blitz in search of bomb attack links. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police have detained over 60 people across Turkey in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants days after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. The interior minister says police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining dozens suspected of being part of what's referred to as the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Around 12 other suspects have been rounded up in a separate operation in five provinces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Science, Hans Ellegren, announces the prize in physics goes to three people for looking at electrons and atoms during the tiniest of split seconds. The discovery could potentially lead to better detection of disease.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physics in equal shares to Pier Agostini, The Ohio State University, USA, Ferenc Krauss, Max Planck Institute for Quantum Optik, Garching, and Ludwig Maximilians Universität München, Germany, and Anne Lyer, Lund University, Sweden, for experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter.
For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A bipartisan U.S. Senate delegation will visit China, Japan, and South Korea in October, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's office said Tuesday. The hope is to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's civil trial continues in Manhattan Tuesday in a case that threatens to dismantle parts of his business empire and sharply curtail his ability to do business in New York. Trump, who is the front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is accused of inflating the value of his assets by billions of dollars to secure more favorable loan and insurance terms. U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden pleads not guilty Tuesday to lying about his drug use while buying a handgun in the first ever criminal prosecution of a sitting U.S. president's child. Also in the U.S., the police chief who led an August raid on a small weekly newspaper in the U.S. state of Kansas has resigned days after being suspended. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Okay, all of these back here are tagged.
Body camera video shows a police officer rifling through the desk drawer of a Marion County record reporter who was investigating Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody. The officer asking the chief,
I'm asking, do you want to look through this desk?
The mayor suspended Cody last week, reasons not made public.
The server over there has a hard drive laying on top. That's the main thing we need to know where it's plugged in.
Resignation comes weeks after a local prosecutor said there wasn't sufficient evidence to justify the search of the paper or searches at the same time of the publisher's home and that of a city council member. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge today will weigh whether to block an order by New Mexico's governor to suspend the right to carry firearms in most public parks and playgrounds in and around the city of Albuquerque. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Advocates for gun rights have filed a barrage of challenges to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's 30-day emergency public health order, which the sheriff and Albuquerque's police chief have refused to enforce. It originally included broad restrictions on carrying guns in public, but after some serious pushback, Lujan Grisham amended the order to most public parks and playgrounds. A federal judge last month granted a temporary restraining order, blocking the governor's order until today's hearing. But the judge said in a recent court filing that restrictions on gun activity where children play, quote, may very well be constitutional, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
You can follow the Voice of America on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.